Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome once again to another exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host today, Ryan Redhawk McPherson. And as always, we're broadcasting here in Sandy Springs from the beautiful Regis Executive Suites. As a reminder, make sure you're connected with us on social media, Twitter at Business Radio X. Also, you can follow the show at Atlanta Biz Radio, Atlanta B-I-Z Radio. And you can follow me personally as well on Twitter at Ryan Redhawk. All thoughts, comments, and tweets are welcome. Although I may not respond to them all, they certainly are appreciated. Thank you so much. And now it's my distinct pleasure to welcome to the Business Radio X flagship studio two gentlemen who are making changes and changing the world here in Atlanta. First, let's introduce Dr. Alvin S. Perry. How are you this morning?
Absolutely fabulous, and I'm so pleased to be here this morning.
And we are pleased you could join us. If you could briefly just tell our listeners about yourself and what you're going to be speaking about today.
Well, this is a business radio show. So one of my handles is I'm a doctor of business administration degree in entrepreneurship. And so today we're going to be talking about business.
All right. That's fascinating stuff. And let's also introduce our other guest in the studio. His name is Brent Leary, and he is the co-event organizer of a event coming up called XCOM 2016. How are you doing, Brent?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So XCOM 2016, what's that all about?
So it's all about the future of customer experience in commerce and how they're coming together and changing the way people buy things and the way people want to be treated by the companies that they buy things from.
Right. Yeah. And that's a big customer experience, user experience. It's a forefront of everybody here in businesses today. So, but you got a big event coming up at the campus of Georgia State University. What's the date on that?
March 17th, next Thursday.
All right, next Thursday. So we look forward to learning more about that. So please stick with us, be patient as we turn our attention back to Dr. Perry here today. If you would please, sir, share with our listeners a little bit about your background and what brought you here to Atlanta Business Radio today.
My background, I'm a serial entrepreneur. I'm also a staunch believer in education. So I have all the degrees, two undergraduates, a master's degree and a doctorate degree. I've been an entrepreneur since I was probably about 10 years old, having a lawn cutting business to just several myriad of things. But I'm here at this point in my life. My biggest business opportunity I have to date is my P5 Designs fashion business. Very excited about that. I'm doing neckties, bow ties, scarves, blazers. I'm about to get into doing custom suits for men and women, but I'm excited about fashion.
Yeah, and you've made me excited this morning about fashion as well, as you brought some gifts for us and here in the studio, a bow tie and some scarves. Is blue your favorite color?
Blue is a color of trust.
Oh,
so,
is it?
Yeah. So every color has, that means something. So as I was looking for what color would be the primary color for the business, every color has a meaning, and blue is the color of trust. So I have myriad of colors,
right?
But the blue is our primary color.
I did not know that. Blue is probably one of my favorite colors, shades of blue as it is. So maybe that's why I like people and trust people, because that's one of my favorites. So entrepreneurship, that's something that you said you've been involved with your whole life at a very young age. Any advice you could give to a young entrepreneur out there today about chasing their dream and some of those early lessons you learned?
I would say you should lead with passion. Money should not be the first driver of the business that you pursue, because there are going to be so many valley situations when you're going through your business experience. And if you're driven by money, that's going to be an easy reason for you to quit.
All right.
It needs to be driven by passion, whatever you're going to decide to do.
Don't start a business if all you want to do is have dreams of dollar signs.
Exactly.
Because it's going to be a long, hard road if that's what your main motivation is.
So exactly.
Find what you're passionate about is. We did a show here earlier today about caring for aging parents. And the gentleman had a very rich passion about caring for the elderly. And it's turned into a successful business for him. And so you're passionate about fashion, I guess, right?
Absolutely love it.
Yeah. So entrepreneurship, fashion, you know, they kind of go hand in hand for sure. But that's a tough market to break into. There's a lot of players in that space. What separates you and your brand from all the others?
Well, I didn't start out with the clothing aspect of fashion. I started out with the neckwear, the ties, the bow ties, the unisex infinity scarves. The way I've niched myself is that, you know, I've logoed my product. So when you come in a room or a building and you're wearing one of my ties or bow ties or scarves, they might not know what P5 or who P5 is, But they'll see that logo, and it just like a Louis Vuitton or Coach.
Yes.
I'm branding my material, and that's been a difference maker.
And how are you getting it out there to the people? Are you actively, you know, going to fashion shows or social media channels? How are you letting people be aware of your brand?
Started out with social media and didn't realize how powerful, you know, we get caught up on the likes, but really 100% of the people are looking, but maybe less than 1% are liking, but everybody's looking. And so social media was the first avenue. And now, this year, I've started to do fashion shows. I did my first fashion show with Urban Spice Magazine on Valentine's Day. And then I have my second show is coming up on March 20th, Denim and Desserts.
Fantastic. So can people get tickets for that event?
I think we're sold out.
Oh, so we'll have to look for the next one if people want to get out there and get an up-close personal look. Is your wardrobe currently only available online, or do you have a boutique somewhere?
No, we're pretty much online at this point. As an entrepreneur, there's two things you wake up doing every day, and that's figuring out how can I save my company money and how can I make my company money. There's really no value in me going to get brick and mortar and adding cost to a startup business at this point. At some point, I would like to have a P5 Designs flagship store, just maybe one. But right now, economically, it just makes sense to be a online business.
All right, right. And if you could get one high-profile celebrity or athlete to wear your clothing line, who would that be?
A high-profile celebrity
or politician or athlete or somebody in the public eye begins to adopt P5 Designs and then really takes you into the stratosphere.
Steve Harvey.
That'd be fantastic, you know?
I would love to have... He's also my fraternity brother.
Okay, so you have a personal connection with him.
I would love to actually meet him in person and have him wear my brand. I also would like to connect with him because he has a mentoring program. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I do with my Bow Tied Up brand, I do customized products. So I would actually like to design a bow tie and tie for his mentoring program so that he could actually brand that program.
Yeah, so Mr. Harvey, if you're listening, Dr. Perry would like to take a phone call with you and get you involved with P5 Designs for sure. So, but this P5 Designs is just your latest creation. You've been involved with so many other things. And we were talking before we went on air, you've written 7 books, and that's fantastic. So the latest one is The Circus Act, Unleash the Entrepreneurial Spirit in You. And so talk to us about that book.
Well, you know, I'm a cheesehead, you know, who moved my cheese? You know, I've read that book and I was just fascinated about the content and how they delivered the content, you know, with character-based. I wrote my book being character-based. I have a blue male elephant named Purpose, and I have a blue female elephant named Persistence, and they're chasing the green peanut named Success. And throughout this story, we're teaching the 6 core business systems that are associated with being in business. Mm-hmm. Operations, sales, marketing, finance, human resource, and risk management. But we're teaching it in a way that's fun and entertaining.
And it sounds like the book is designed for a young entrepreneur who may be just starting their journey, or even a seasoned entrepreneur who's looking to kind of stay relevant in the marketplace.
Yeah, this book is geared toward middle school up to adults.
Very nice. And how can people find the book?
TheCircusAct.com.
You've got the website. How about that? That's amazing. So, it looks like a great book full of good nuggets of information that people can actually use, you know, actionable intelligence that people can use and incorporate into their business as well. And so this book's out there, ladies and gentlemen, The Circus Act, Unleash the Entrepreneurial Spirit, if you're interested, as well as all the other books out there that you have written. What's that book writing process for you like?
It's project managing. And once you do your first book, you're going to have so many different ideas that come to your mind. And once you understand that writing a book is no more than project managing, you're going to have other titles that'll come out and you'll just start flowing and flowing. Mm-hmm. I've probably created at least 5 authors that I taught them about my process of book writing. And each one of them, once they did their first project, mm-hmm. they probably have published 2 or 3 more books. So, you know, I definitely do coaching and consulting in terms of the book writing process.
Right. So there's got to be another book in you for sure, too, right?
I come up with stuff almost weekly, mm-hmm. but, you know, my biggest challenge is I have to be focused. You know, I'm a college professor. I'm a published author. I'm a dissertation coach. I'm a business consultant. I'm a professional speaker, and I have my fashion business. So what I decided to do at the end of 2014 is to really just start focusing on my fashion business because that, you know, really has the largest potential for success. I started the business with, you know, $250. Mm. Within 6 months, I'd make $16,000. The first year of this business, I made $25,000, really treating it as a part-time business. No real marketing plan or strategy. I was just basically putting bow ties in the back of my backpack and just going to different events. Mm-hmm. And I realized that this is a real serious business. You know, my very first customer was Fort Valley State University. and I custom designed them four bow ties, and they spent $14,000 with me over a 6-month period. So that was kind of a game changer in how I thought about how I needed to approach this fashion business.
Yeah, kind of opened your eyes to how scalable this thing was.
Wide open.
Yes, and now you can see. So setting goals is very important, I imagine. And so how often and what type of goals do you set for yourself and for your companies?
Well, the biggest thing is I'm setting a major goal, and that's a legacy for my children.
Very nice.
That drives every business that I do. And because I had, as I told you, I had a myriad of things that I was doing, man, I really have seen the promise with this fashion business that I can really leave something for my children's children. Mm-hmm. So that's why I really decided to basically not do the other stuff and just focus on fashion, because it's really beginning to go in areas I never thought of. I started out doing bow ties. Then I went to neckties. Now I'm doing the infinity scarf, the unisex infinity scarf. I'm doing blazers, and I'm getting ready to start doing custom suits for men and women. So it's going way beyond what I ever thought it would be.
Yeah, so in the beginning, you had an idea, but you didn't know what it would grow to. Speaking of entrepreneurship, and this is something we hear from time to time in the studios, how important is that business plan in the beginning, and then how relevant it is a couple years later as the business continues to evolve?
Planning process is very relevant. And for me, because I work off of the principles with the Circus Act, I have a mental business plan. So I know I have to have an operation model. I have to have a sales model. I have to have the marketing model. I have to have a human resource model. I have to have a finance model. I have to have a risk management model. So I already know that because I operate with the Circus Act model. So I understand that there are 6 core business systems. I don't care if you're bubblegum or nuclear rockets, you're going to have all 6 of those core business systems, right? Mm-hmm. So that's how I work from. And now I realize that because this business has so much potential, I'm now really digging down into that and really getting to the nuts and bolts to those systems and developing this fashion design, this fashion brand called P5 Designs.
And I can tell you're so passionate about this. This brings a smile to your face every time you talk about it. And I know our listeners are really appreciating it too. For those who may have just joined us, we're talking with Dr. Alvin S. Perry. He's with P5 Designs. You can find his information and all his designs on the website at p5designs.com. We'll have links to that on our website later, atlantabusinessradio.com. But why are you so passionate about this? Is it the fashion itself? Is it the experience of creating new things, or what really at the core of it brings this passion to you?
Well, first, I'm an extrovert. I just like people telling me I look good. And so I started wearing bow ties in April of 2008. And the very first day, I had this older white gentleman, probably was 65 to 70 years old. He said, "Young man, you look good in that bow tie." I was like, okay. And so what happened was I kept getting comments, black, white, male, mm-hmm. female, old, young, "You look good in this bow tie." And so I'm watching the bow tie trend. And I'm like, I'm an entrepreneur. I could recognize a hustle. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know what? I need to start selling these bow ties because I like wearing them.
Yeah.
I have passion about them.
Right.
The industry, the segment in terms of the neckwear, bow ties are on fire. So that really, the combination of both of those things really drew me to this fashion business.
Yeah, and bow ties weren't always that cool. Let me tell you, in my generation, if you wore a bow tie, you were considered a geek or a nerd or some sort of bookworm, you know? But they are becoming more fashionable now, and they are becoming more trendy, and that kind of stigma behind it has gone away as more and more people wear them out and about.
Well, I don't think that's going away, but I think what people are realizing, the geeks and the nerds, they're the ones making all the money.
so might as well be like them, right?
Exactly.
Can't beat them, join them.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
So that's fantastic. And why Atlanta? Why Atlanta for entrepreneurialism for you? I mean, is this your hometown?
Oh, no, I'm really from Brunswick, Georgia.
But South Georgia.
Right. I moved back to Atlanta in June of 2014. And I know I have a national brand, but before I can become a national brand, I have to own the town in which I live.
That's right.
So my whole marketing plan and strategy is about Atlanta, Georgia, the fashion shows, going to the college homecomings, just doing events. Everything that I'm doing and focused in on, it's about Atlanta because this is my town. I live here. You know, when it comes to neckwear, at least, I want the first thing out of your mouth is, do I have P5?
Yep.
You know, am I wearing P5? So we're going to own Atlanta first before we take over the country.
That's right. They say all the time, own your backyard.
Exactly.
And once you conquer that, then go take someone else's backyard and just keep growing from there for sure. But you do have, you know, beyond 2016 and beyond, you know, goals and dreams of taking this into a larger, not just neckties, bow ties, but a whole line of fashions.
The end goal is to be on the Paris runway with P5 Designs.
Nice.
You know, I want to be the New York runway. You know, I want to be recognized as an international brand, but this is all said and done. If you take a look at my P5 logo, it's transferable on just about anything. You know, ultimately want to get into cologne. I would like to have a his and her version of P5 cologne. I mean, the P5 brand is, the line extensions are just limitless. I want to basically get out of my way in terms of this brand, and I want it to go as far as it possibly can go. And I want to align myself with people who can buy into my vision, and they want to ride with me.
Well, we here at Business Radio X want to ride with you. We certainly resonate with your passion and your entrepreneurial spirit. So if there's anything we can do to help amplify your voice or get the message out there, please let us know. We'd be happy to do so. One other question before we let you go here today. What do you like doing in your off time when you're not designing fashion, when you're not out there running several businesses, writing books? What you know motivates you and inspires you on a personal level?
Chasing my kids. My daughter plays travel softball, and she plays lacrosse, and she played basketball. And my baby boy, he likes soccer and baseball, but I'm really training him. He's the CEO in training. You know, we have the Empire TV shows on, and the Lions kids are trying to figure out who's going to run the business. I already know my baby boy is going to run this business.
Okay.
So right now it's just chasing my kids, my daughter around her sports, and then just working with my baby boy, just training him up, because ultimately I want him to be the CEO of this company.
Very, very good. Well, please tell our listeners how they can find out more information about you, your designs, or anything in between.
Hey, just go to P5designs.com, and there you'll be able to connect through the social media links. We're actually redesigning the webpage right now as we speak. That'll get you all your information. P5designs.com.
There you heard it, folks. You can find Dr. Perry there on his website. He's a professional speaker, songwriter, author, filmmaker, fashion designer, a father, and one of Atlanta's finest. So thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to more great things coming from you in 2016 and beyond.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right. Now let's reintroduce back to the program, Brent Leary. He is co-event organizer of XCOM 2016. Thank you for being patient, Brent. How are you?
Oh, that's great. Actually, I thought the P stand for passion.
Uh-huh.
The way he talks about it. So it's awesome to be here.
Very, very true. So tell our listeners a little bit about your background and what brought you to the program today.
So I have been involved in the customer relationship management industry for a better part of 2 decades, from building, before we called it CRM, we called it electronic territory management systems.
Yes.
And supporting sales reps with that, to coming here and working for PricewaterhouseCoopers for a couple of years, helping to build the CRM practice here locally. And then over the last 12 years or so with my company CRM Essentials, where we have been implementing CRM software, but now over the last 5 or 6 years, talking more about best practices around customer engagement, customer experience, what tools you can use, some of the tools and strategies that companies can apply to reach more customers in a more efficient way and keep them for longer amounts of time.
Yeah, this is an evolving landscape with this kind of CRM. You know, businesses are popping up and going away all the time revolving around this. But what separates you and your company from everyone else out there?
Well, I just like to focus on helping the SMB customers understand the landscape, understand what the tools are, what the platforms are available, how they can begin to leverage them more efficiently, more effectively. And making sure that they kind of sometimes put technology as the Hail Mary or, you know, the hard job is writing the check for buying something. That's like the easiest part. The hard part is understanding who you're trying to connect with. What challenges are you trying to solve? Actually putting processes in place, outlining processes, understanding your needs, and then going to find the right technology to put that in place for you. So it's all about process. It's all about having the right people on board. Then you go get the technology that'll implement the strategy.
Right. And that's a big kind of a revolving wheel that you've got to stay on top of. Otherwise, it can get away from you. And then you got to start over or add to. So that's kind of what you've been doing for a while now. But then you began to put together this program or this event called XCOM 2016. This is the first year?
This is the first year. A couple of years back, did an event here in Atlanta called Social Biz Atlanta. And we were trying to help companies understand the benefits and the need to become what we call a social business, using all the social tools and technologies to reach out and to build relationships. So we're already pretty full on board around that now.
Okay.
So, but now it's about understanding the kind of the evolution that customer experience is on and why it's being driven by changes in expectations that customers have. So we all are walking around with these devices. We use them all the time. I'd rather leave my wallet at home as opposed to leaving my phone at home because chances are I'm not going to pull my wallet out everywhere I go, but this is like a constant with me, and I'm not alone. So we all know that people are using mobile devices more. They're adopting technology at higher rates. They're aligning their lifestyles to take advantage of those technologies. And so that means that what a customer expects and needs today may be different than what they need by the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So if you have a customer engagement strategy that is you built 5 years ago, your customer has gone well beyond that. You're probably out of alignment. You're probably not even, they might not even be your customer anymore. So the whole idea is, how do you, with the understanding of knowing technology is changing and is changing rapidly, customers are adopting it rapidly, mm-hmm. customers are changing their lifestyles to take advantage of that technology rapidly. So what are you going to do to stay connected with them over time?
Yeah, and stay relevant and stay up to date, because that does change, like you said, almost in one day even. This morning, my needs are not what they're going to be in the afternoon. And if you can, you know, build a system that understands that and can predict that and keep that relevant, then that's great. So XCOM 2016 explores technology and how it affects the relationship between businesses and their customers in a one-day event packed with experts. Happens March 17th down at Georgia State University. It's free. Is that right? And is there still available tickets for people?
We have available seating, free registration. Mm-hmm. If you go to xcom2016.com, you can sign up, free registration.
And you're going to have some great keynote speakers and educational sessions going on there all day, so people can learn. Even if they can't attend the whole day, they can find some time that they can join you there. So make sure you check that out for sure. And it says registered guests who attend to qualify for a chance to win VIP tickets to a suite at the Hawks and Nuggets game. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So we want to have a great time for the whole day. We have great speakers. We have folks coming in that are literally national experts coming in from across the country. And we have great sponsors like the folks at Freshdesk, like GoDaddy, and a host of things. We even have some great local talent. We have a session that's featuring the SVP of marketing for the Atlanta Hawks and the new vice president of marketing, Adam Zimmerman, for the Atlanta Braves, and Peter Sorkoff from the Hawks. And they're going to be talking about what they're doing from a fan experience to make sure that they stay connected and give the great experiences before game, during game,
yes.
and after game. And those lessons that they're going to help us with, they apply to our customers, because fans are customers, basically.
Yeah.
So we're really excited to have that. GoDaddy, they have 13 million small business customers, and we have their chief editor-in-chief,
wow.
Sean Fletcher.
How'd you score that one?
Well, we got some great folks that are helping us out. But he's their editor-in-chief of the GoDaddy blog and how they do engagement with customers. 13 million customers. So he's going to talk about how they are doing it with the tools and strategies that they're putting in place mm-hmm. to help stay connected with their customers. Then we have a really interesting case study of this. And we like the big guys, but we also like hearing from the small guys too. And so there's a company out there called Carvana. I don't know if
I know of them.
So have you seen the car vending machine in Midtown?
I have not seen it, but I've seen pictures on the web, and I know how it works. The car lives in like a vending machine, and you order it online, and then the car comes out, right?
It's like going to get a Coke or something.
Yeah, I don't know if I would be comfortable doing that personally, but I know people are going that route when purchasing vehicles.
Actually, so we're going to have their CEO, Ernie Garcia, coming in and doing like a mini case study of how they're disrupting. They call themselves the Amazon of used cars, because they're disrupting the way people are buying used cars. And the whole idea around it, he's going to lay it out. But I would be like you. I was kind of apprehensive. Really?
How do you test drive it? Yeah. Right? I mean, that's kind of a big thing.
So he's going to talk about that. But the whole idea is they've only been around since 2013. I think he said the first year they had about 4.5 million in sales. Last year, they said they went over 150 million.
Wow. So it's working.
So it's working, and Atlanta was the first place they put up the vending machine mm-hmm. for the car. So we're going to hear about that from them. We got some other cool stories about companies that are just getting started. There's a local company called Terminus. Their chief marketing officer, Sagram Vardre, mm-hmm. he's going to be talking about how he took the company, or how their Terminus in general, went from 0 to $1 million in annual recurring revenue in 9 months.
Man.
How many companies can say that?
Yeah, very few.
He's going to be joined by another gentleman by the name of Rohan Gilks, who is the CEO of a company called Wet Shave Club. Not Dollar Shave Club.
Yeah.
Wet Shave Club.
Okay.
People who like the traditional lathering.
Yep.
So he bought the domain to that. At the time, it was kind of a struggling company. The guy who owned it before him had, I think he said, 15 monthly subscribers. Mm-hmm. So within a year's time, Rohan buys it on a $4,000 investment. and turns those 15 monthly subscribers into 1,500 monthly subscribers. And he's made over, I think he said they made over $350,000 the first year. Right. So these two are going to be on stage talking about how they are using this subscription business model to do what they did in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, so jam-packed full of keynote speakers, events, breakout sessions. I think your day is going to be running around pretty crazy, I imagine, down there. But you'll be soaking in some good information. And are you giving any keynote speaking or yourself? Or how can people learn about you and all your expertise that you've learned over there at CRM Essentials?
Well, I'm going to do a fireside chat with the president of a company called Freshdesk. Freshdesk is the title sponsor, so shout out to Freshdesk.
All right.
They may not be as well known in this area because they're based out of California, and they have a customer support platform that 50,000 companies are using, big and small companies. Mm-hmm. They've raised close to $100 million in money in investing. So they are a company that you may not know or hear of today, but I bet in a couple of years you're going to hear a lot from them.
Yeah.
So he's going to come on and talk about the importance of becoming a service first, mobile first business. So not just going and trying to show up on a mobile device, but showing up in such a way that when people see you on there, they're going to have their expectations met because you've thought about the processes in place that they need to show up on the mobile device.
So how are you able to reach out to some of these national corporations and get sponsorship from, have you done business with them in the past, or was it more just kind of a marketing call, cold call?
So I, over the last several years, I've been, I think I mentioned, I wrote for Inc.com magazine for a couple of years. I wrote for Black Enterprise Online for 1 year. I write for a CRM magazine now, and I write for a magazine here locally, Atlanta Tribune.
Mm-hmm.
And so through some of those writings, it got me opportunity to build some relationships. I've done speaking engagements at some of the bigger conferences in the CRM industry. Some of the biggest vendors in the CRM industry are actually my clients from an advisory basis. So I've had an opportunity to really grow some great relationships. And I think the most important relationships are the ones that I've grown with my peers that are also, we call us the independent analyst kind of group when it comes to the CRM space. Mm-hmm. So one of my best friends is Paul Greenberg. We call him the godfather of CRM.
Okay.
If you look up Paul Greenberg CRM, you'll get a litany of things to come back, and you'll get a link to his book, mm-hmm. The CRM at the Speed of Light. Right. So there's Ray Wong is another one all you have to do is look up Ray Wong.
Okay.
And you'll see that he just wrote a book called Disrupting Digital Business on Harvard's Press.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be coming in to speak about Internet of Things and how that's going to impact customer centricity and customer expectations. So I've just through, kind of my normal activities of covering the industry, getting briefings on this from the software vendors of what's going on, writing about best practices, I've been able to build some really great relationships. And luckily, all these people are coming to town to help me out and help my co-organizer, John Lawson, out. But also the vendors see that Atlanta is a great business community. And so they want to be involved. They want to get in front of the Atlanta audience, mm-hmm. because we are doing some great things. We might not be as well known as Silicon Valley and some of those other places, but we have a thriving entrepreneur community. We have a thriving small business community, and we have a thriving Fortune 2000 community. So we're kind of a unique place because we have it all.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Silicon Valley is just that. They're just a tech space. But here in Atlanta, we have so many different areas that we're growing in: healthcare, IT, cybersecurity, entrepreneurialism, fintech, the whole list goes on and on. Why Atlanta is so great. So for you personally, are you from Atlanta, or why Atlanta for your CRM Essentials and for XCon 2016?
So I was born and raised in Delaware, of all places.
That is probably the first guest we've had in the studio from Delaware.
Most people say Delaware with a question mark at the end.
Right, where?
But my parents are actually from South Georgia. My mom was from Quitman, and my father's from Ashburn.
Okay.
So they got together. They moved up north, had their children. They were both educators. So they worked for like 38, 40 years or so. They retired, and they wanted to retire close to home, but not that that part.
Not back to Quitman, but
So Atlanta, and they had lots of family we had in the Atlanta area.
Nice.
So when they retired, I started visiting them. I said, you know what, this is a really cool place. So I would start looking for opportunities. And then in the late 90s, I start work for PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Right.
And so I've been here for about 17 years.
But you first started your career in corporate America. You weren't always an entrepreneur. Do you feel that you were always an entrepreneur and it just kind of blossomed later in life? Or is that something you came to visit after your time in corporate America?
I think your time in corporate America makes you look at things differently from time to time.
Right.
So I spent my first 3 years, I went right out of grad school and started working in a pharmaceutical company up in Delaware and supporting the sales team and seeing how, you know, the pharmaceutical sales reps did their jobs and how we supported them. And it gave me an opportunity to learn some great skills, get some great experience, and then kind of look at other things I wanted to do and other areas of technology I wanted to explore. And so that's when I started, after 3 years of being in that job, just going on contracts, different contracts, and looking at how I could basically market myself as a tech developer and look at the opportunities that were out there. And in the early to mid 90s, that was the right time to do it.
Yeah, right. But in those early days too, did you have a mentor or somebody who helped coach you through that time? Because that's important that we hear time to time here in the studio about entrepreneurialism, that having someone you can kind of chase your dream and model that after. Was there someone early in your career that really helped you?
Yeah, and that was such a great time because there's so much opportunity for folks who are technically inclined, for folks who are doing coding and developing and creating applications. So I was in a community of folks. My first job, there was a gentleman by the name of John Taylor that kind of took me under the wing and said, hey, you know what? You got some great skills. You might want to see what else is going on out there, because he was doing the same thing. He was a little ahead of me. Mm-hmm. And he helped me to get my first contract. That kind of went from, back then it was, I think my first contract was $35 an hour. And I was like, man, this is awesome.
You made it.
Yeah, I was awesome. Within 6 months, I found another contract. It was like $55 an hour. Yeah. And so at that time, it was really fast moving.
Yeah.
So it gave me a great opportunity to make some money, but also build skill sets and understand how different businesses are going after their customer base. So that's where I just really fell into the CRM space and went to PricewaterhouseCoopers for 2.5 years, worked on some really big projects there. And then after about spending 90% of my time on the road, I was like, well, maybe it's time to look for something else and look for other opportunities and do more things here in Atlanta.
Yeah. And then now, as you've reached a certain level of success, how is it important to give a hand back out and back down to those who are climbing the ladder, so to speak, these days? So are you involved with giving back to the community in some sort of way?
Yeah. And so I always look for ways to as I meet people, and I get a lot of people contacting me and asking me for advice and which way should I go, or how does this work out? And I love doing that because people help me with that. So I love connecting people that I know, and especially folks that are local, with folks that are already established that need things done, like need video production or need to have some content created on, you know, thought leadership content. So I'm always trying to hook people up like that.
Well, you can tell them about Business Radio X and Atlanta Business Radio, because that's what we do. We feature thought leaders and industry professionals coming in here to the studio to share their best practices and actionable intelligence that listeners can use for sure. So XCOM 2016 is coming up Thursday, March 17th from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. down at the campus of Georgia State University at the Student Center Ballroom. You can get tickets there and show up. They're going to have great breakout sessions and keynote speakers, and you're hoping to turn this into an annual event.
I think Atlanta deserves this kind of event. And I think with the support that we're getting so far from vendors and from folks who seem to be really interested, we're hoping it turns into something like that. Because why is Atlanta not one of the main technology conference capitals?
It should be. And certainly with this type of sponsorship and this type of learning engagement that people are already getting in year one, and it's begging for a year two, I mean, before this first one's even got out of the gate. So we certainly look forward to big things from XCOM 2016 and beyond from you as well. So please tell our listeners how they can find out more information about the event or yourself.
Sure. Once again, you can go to XCOM 2016.com. That's the registration page. And you'll see just a list of the agendas, list of the speakers. And you mentioned, you kind of alluded to, and I didn't get into it too much. If you register and you attend, we're going to have some giveaways. Mm-hmm. And one of those giveaways, we're actually doing a VIP suite after the game, after the event. The Hawks are in town playing the Denver Nuggets. And so we got a VIP suite, and we're going to have one lucky person that attends and registers and attends going to join us with the sponsors and the speakers.
Man, I want to sign up for that. The Hawks are on a hot streak now, and they certainly are hopefully getting into the playoffs this year. So we're looking for more great things from them.
We're giving away an Echo, Amazon Echo.
Cool.
If you're lucky to register and you're a lucky person who attends, and get your name called, get an echo. I love those things.
Yeah, no, the guy who runs the studio here has one. He talks about it all the time for sure. So you got next week, the event is here. Are you going to take a long vacation after it's all said and done? I mean, what do you have planned for the balance of 2016?
This is conference season in the CRM industry. So the next week is Adobe Summit. So Adobe Digital Summit. Yep. And Las Vegas, and I'm moderating the panel out there for that. So it's like, you know, at least I'll be in Vegas.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get a chance to do a little something. But it's all about work right now.
Well, good. Well, please come back into the studio, share some more about CRM Essentials or XCOM going forward from there. So thank you so much, Brent Leary, for joining us here today on Atlanta Business Radio.
Thank you.
And one more time for you, Dr. Perry. Remind our listeners again how they can find out information about you and P5 Designs.
Hey, just go to the website. That's P-E, as in Perry, the number 5, designswithanest.com, p5designs.com.
And we'll have all this information posted on our website here later today, so make sure, listeners, you go check that out. And if you have any questions for them, you can send them our way via social media, and then we'll pass them along to the two guests here today. So thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And as always, we are Business Radio X. If your company is doing something interesting to genuinely serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on the contact page at businessradiox.com. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.